5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You can either buy smaller clothes or leave the clothes you got on and know that you'll be back in a month anyway.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'll leave the clothes.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, everyone feels good. Everyone listens, of course, especially when the big event's happening in Japan.
Yeah.
Then you must focus on the Rush Hour. Andrew Gaze. Going to speak to Gazy, not only about the basketball, but also about Shinya. Oh, they're just a rotating chair of hosts.
Well, I know. I saw that.
I don't know what happened there. We'll find out. And then we go to Golden Cock-Ups. And I'd forgotten about this one.
Because
you completely stuffed up a whole interview.
I did yep. I?
We'll get to that
also,
a bit later on as well.
You did, Jim.
And Idiot File. So, she's a chock-a-block show, this one. Hello to you, not so fat.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Another good day. A pretty good day for the Aussies. And a beautiful day out there. So that is good. We'll come to you shortly with a gold, a silver and a bronze today. G'day, Repsy.
Yeah, I've called a lot of stuff for nine over the years. Weightlifting, lawn bowls, Iron Man, surfing, you name it. I've always found that if you can get hold of a few of the basics of the sport, bit of the lingo, bit of the terminology, and all you have to do then is make sure you go right over the top. Right up to the threshold of pain. And geez, I tell you what, fellas, it sure makes up for a lack of knowledge.
Daryl, what a legend he was, Daryl Eastlake. Geez, I used to love him. Not only the Olympics, but Commonwealth Games as well.
He was big.
Weightlifting, boxing, just used to go completely bananas.
He'd go high like you did with that mark last
week. That's it, Phil. That's what I'm saying. It's commentary stylings. Get the thing with some bloody ignition under it.
And when you did the rowing, when they were eighth.
Don't go bloody nuts.
The Aussies were eighth and never going to get anywhere closer.
I spoke to the great Bruce McAvaney.
And what did Bruce say?
Bruce said to me, you're broadcasting to an Australian audience.
Yeah.
Never forget.
Righto.
The most important thing for an Australian audience is to know where the Australians are coming.
Right.
So I took that to heart, Bill.
You did.
Now, have we got, please? Because
it's
a big day.
Gold, gold, gold today, Jimmy boy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of Zach Stubbley Cook?
Yes, Stubbley Cook. Yes, because he swam beautifully the other day, but this was an extraordinary performance.
So this is in the 200-metre breaststroke. Earlier today.
He goes up alongside Kuminga. Is it another gold medal for these Australians at these games? Yes, it is. The Aussie does it. Gets the Olympic record. Zach Stubbley Cook. Remember that name.
Oh, yes.
Remember that name.
You want a bit Carlos Brathwaite on
it. I know, exactly.
Remember the name.
Stubbley
Cook.
Yeah, that's
it. Now, how good was it? Again, Bill, the same way we win. We
from
give
behind,
him a lead, and then halfway down the final lap, he just mowed him down.
Geez,
it was good.
We did get a silver also.
Before we finish on him, this was meant to be a warm-up games for him.
Oh, no, you're right.
He's meant to be hitting his prime in 3 years' time when we go around again, and this was like an exposure to the level.
How good.
So he is now a gold medalist. Unbelievable.
Well done to Zach there. And then, of course, we thought we might have got gold, but we got silver with Kyle Chambers.
It's Dressel in front. Can he defend his title? Can he
yes.
do what no other Australian
yes.
has done? Dressel, Chambers, they hit the wall. Dressel just gets him. Just gets him. And it takes an Olympic record to do it. Kyle Chambers, silver.
You got the silver.
There's the silver.
Kyle Chambers.
Chambers, Jim Chambers. Hey, you saw the race.
Oh, I couldn't
Again,
believe
he's
it.
Coming from behind, which he always does.
I thought he'd won it.
Oh, it was a touch of the wall.
Jeepers.
Well done to Kyle. And then also we got a bronze in the 4x200.
No, we didn't. We cocked this up.
Well, we did cock it
We got the lineup wrong. Thorpey was all over it.
He was.
Before we even jumped, we put our two best up the top.
Yeah, we had Titmus leading us off.
That's it. And then McEwen. And by the time she touched the wall, Bill, we weren't in front.
I know.
So it was trouble from then on.
Because in the heat, four other girls, they swam, and they won the heat by 3 seconds.
Mm.
We come third in this one, so I don't know. That's a bronze. So overall, Jim, seven gold, three yesterday, one today.
Still brilliant, but that was a disappointing one.
Two silver, 10 bronze, so 19 medals. So well done to the Aussies.
Yes.
They're going along nicely there. Some other news I've got for you, Jimmy boy. Jess Fox, right? She had damage to a kayak.
Yes.
Just the end there, the nose bit.
Yeah, nose bit.
Guess what she put on the end of it, on the nose, just to stop the leakage?
What?
A dinger.
I beg your pardon?
A condom.
Well, Bill.
A condom.
They got lots of them there.
Oh, there's 160,000. Yeah, and I don't think they're being used.
Not as much as other games.
No.
Because of the distancing.
But, as she said, very stretchy, much strong. It gives the carbon a smooth finish. So how good was that?
Well, Bill, that's inventive.
It is. So the Oli Roos are out, Jim. They got beaten by Egypt 2-0 last night. The Oli Roos, they are out. The Boomers were good. We'll talk to Gazy about that. That was a nice win over Italy. Nice I like win. That, Jimmy boy.
Yep.
So well done to the Boomers there. Some footy news, Jim.
Righto.
Now, this happened late yesterday. Tell us about Ben Cunnington.
Well, as I understand it, they found an enlarged testicle, which he thought was due to a normal footy sort of knock incident, and therefore didn't really pay it too much attention. And as... he went to the doctor with it when it wasn't coming back down, you know, quick enough.
Yeah, sure.
And they went, nope, we don't like the look of that. And he was straight into surgery. And now they're waiting on the biopsy of all of that. So we have, obviously, fingers and toes and everything crossed for one of the great men of the AFL, let alone the North Melbourne Footy Club, Ben Cunnington. They're in, you know this, you spent 15 years in that environment. They're in the best hands possible.
Well, you got the doctor, or you got physios there all the time. So
and also access to specialists straight away, the best in the business.
But,
so.
If you've got a little something wrong like that, you just see the doc. They're always there, mate. What's going on here? He has a quick look at you. It is a great spot to be. Even with the concussion and things like that,
all
Jim,
of that.
It's fantastic.
So. But also, as I say, they can then get straight into the best hospitals and the best surgeons. So he's in the best hands. He's not going to play for the rest of the year, but that's secondary to getting his health back. So bit of our love and respect and best wishes goes to the great Ben Cunnington.
And his family, of course. So, well, all the best, Ben. Hey, what about Melbourne is going to have a first game at Jim? And guess who it might be playing his first game for the Melbourne Footy Club? Have a guess.
I can't.
Any idea?
Is it the big Ruckman's son?
No, Jake Bowie.
Oh, yeah, right.
Do you know who he is? He's a son,
he's
of Brett,
son of Brett Bowie,
who played 86 games for St Kilda. But he was our work experience boy. Remember, he's
was
a friend
he really?
Of Jill's, friends
I
of the family.
Not, I don't not remember.
Why can't you remember Little Redhead?
No.
Little Ranger.
Was that while I was not, was that when the B team was running around?
No, Jim, you were here.
I think it was when
he was a work experience boy. He came in here. All he did was sat here and laughed. I thought it was the funniest show in the world. Made us a cup of tea. But Jakey was our work experience boy on the rush hour.
I thought you might have been talking about Mark Bradkey's young bloke.
Because
he's on that list as well. Was that Orazio Fantasia we're thinking about?
Oh, no, that was the coffee
You sent him off to get coffee. Didn't realise he was an AFL footballer. Sent him back a year and a half.
Jim. You didn't know who it was.
No,
I
got in late
you be
and
honest.
You sent him off to get a coffee.
I said, who's that young kid out there? Is he a footballer? You said, nah, no, he wouldn't be a footballer. Have a look, he looks about 12. So I said,
well,
mate.
He did look 12.
I said, mate, two coffees, make them hot.
And he sent him down to buy a coffee.
And the Essendon media person was here, and they come in and said, by the way, that's
on our list. Zaharakis was who he was in here with, and we were meant to be talking to Zaka. Right. So he's just coming along with him.
I'll just add a bit of mayo there with the Essendon media.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, it did set him back.
I tell you what, Charlie Curnow might play for Carlton this
That'd
week, which would be great. But also at Collingwood, Jeremy Howe.
Oh.
How good that?
How good that? that good?
Good?
Yeah, good. He's a star, so we want him back playing.
He hasn't played since,
round five.
Round five. So good on him. I'd love to see him back.
Yes.
Rowan Marshall should be back. He had to go on quarantine over there in Perth, poor old Rosa. So he'll be back too. So plenty back for round 20 of footy. Can you believe it? Round 20 already, Jim.
Right.
Looking forward to it. Two games in Tassie, Friday night footy, St Kilda in Carlton. And we'll just go from there.
All right.
That's all.
Golden cock-ups next.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to listen to this because, Bill, this is a man who deserved every bit of respect and Bill gave him none.
Jim, you cocked it up.
It's the Rush Hour with JB and Billy. How good that?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's not Incy Wincy.
Yeah.
It's not. It's Hugey Woogey.
James Brayshaw. Anthony William Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
It's a rush hour.
Gold, my friend.
Golden cocker.
Right, we play an interview from days gone by with an Olympic champion who wins, and therefore we feel better about ourselves for having spoken to him.
That's right, Jim, and maybe even if he comes second and gets silver by 0.06. Can you believe that?
Hell, I thought he had it.
Kyle.
Live, I thought he had it.
Yeah. And he had a shoulder op this year too, so bloody good effort.
Yes.
But we caught up with our old mate Kyle this year, didn't we? Or maybe last year, Rabsy.
We did. Yeah. This is how it went.
Kyle Chalmers, well done. What a star, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
You had a crack at me earlier for getting his name wrong.
Yes.
Who did we interview just then, Jim?
Kyle Chalmers.
Right, I have a listen.
Brad Chalmers, we're speaking to gold medalist of course.
Brad Chalmers. Got him, yes, got him.
I've already had. That, don't be doctoring stuff, Bill. I've already got a couple of requests via email.
Who? When we chatted to Brad Chalmers?
Hey, Warren.
Warren. Oh, Brad.
Hey, Warren, obviously a close listener to us.
Oh, yeah.
Out of Deer Park, because he piles them in.
Yeah. Does he?
Warren was wondering about the expansive answer that Kyle gave to one of your really good questions. Seven.
And let me tell you, at the 50-metre mark, Cole, you were gone. And you just motored home and over the top. It was beautiful.
Thanks. Thanks for that, yeah.
Come on, Kyle.
What are we dealing with, Bill?
One of the best questions you'll ever ask a young fella.
The other, I don't know whether the question Warren's asking is the brand that he signed for 5 years dangerous?
Have a listen.
And I heard a little story. Of course, 5 years without it, that's very, very not.
And I've called him his old man.
Yeah, could
How
have...
are we going?
Oh, Jim. Wow.
Finish up.
Oh, we need to finish up. I think it's just about time we wound it up, Bill.
Jim.
That wasn't us at our best.
Golden cock-ups by two.
By us.
You and me.
Not by him, who was superb.
Brad.
Jeez, he was good today. Brett. Brett, his old man was.
Well, you actually said Brad.
I said Brett.
Oh,
and his old man was, of course, a footballer for, I think, both Adelaide and Port, wasn't he?
Exactly right.
But this today, he was brilliant. Jeez, I thought he'd won. I thought coming into it, he didn't have the speed. He'd been slightly back of the main swimmers in that race in the semis and the heats. But, geez, he was magnificent.
He was.
It was like an inch.
Well, it was the touch of the wall. Yeah. It just came down to the touch of the wall. 0.06, Jim.
Yep.
So do you reckon you walk around for the rest of your life going, if I just jumped a bit earlier, just put in an
extra... thank God he's already won one.
Yeah,
so he's now gold and silver. Yeah. But what a superstar. Kyle Chalmers, brilliant.
And talk of him playing footy when he comes back still.
I think he always wanted to.
Yeah. Well, he's big enough. I don't know how he'll go, but good luck to him. He's got a gold and silver. Our good mate, Kyle.
Old Brett Chalmers.
JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, this is a beauty. We love when someone starts laughing on live television. They can't stop. Have a listen to this weatherman.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, a man who dominated the Olympics, who dominates Clarendon Street, and now is dominating the Olympic commentary, Andrew Gase.
The Boomers and Opals are gunning for a medal in Tokyo, and this man is calling every moment.
Quickly to Gase. Oh, Elliot coming up. No. Gase!
He's a five-time Olympian, scoring nearly 800 points. Please welcome Andrew Gase.
Five. I mean, normally we see him out the windows here saying hello to people who don't know who he is.
But are they missing him down Clarendon Street?
Well, of course they are.
Gee, he hasn't been down there with his Australian tracksuit for a while.
No, but I'll tell you what he's doing is dominating with the coverage. Seven are doing a magnificent job with the Olympics, by the way. And the Boomers and the Opals are all the better for this man's commentary stylings. Welcome, Gase.
Oh, that is lovely. I tell you what, I just love the coverage. I mean, it's just the way you blokes go about it. It's very nice. I feel stroking here, going magnificently. Unfortunately, Opals, they came up short in that game, in their first game. But they'll be okay. And the Boomers, they're gathering some momentum and winning along the way. But it's been great. And when the Boomers are up, I'm up and about. All good.
First game, they were okay, I thought, but got better in the second game. Really good win. There's a tough win against Italy. And there's a bloke that stood out to me, Gaze, Nick Kay. I tell you what, he's only a meat and potatoes sort of a bloke, but he gets the job done, Gaze.
He certainly does. He is a star, but he's not going to dazzle you with all the fancy moves. He just, like you say, he's a meat and potatoes type guy, and he gets the job done. He's great on the boards, and he's playing in those crucial moments a lot. Brian Gorgian's clearly got a lot of faith in him, as he should, because he's reliable and he rebounds, defends, can guard multiple people. So he's been great. And he, I think he had 15 or 16 yesterday, so he's putting some points on the board as well.
Well, so this is what we love. This is idiots like Bill and I watching you know nothing, but we expected Baines, we expected Mills, we expected Ingles to be as good as they are because they are superstars, but it's what's coming up underneath. Jock Landale, our boy, who's been in here regularly, one of our favourites. How good's he?
Nah, he's been sensational. And yesterday, it was the couple of... did you guys actually watch the game?
Yeah, we did.
Of course we did.
The couple of little tip-outs. When the game was on the line, the couple of tip-outs to Ingles to knock down the three ball, and a crucial three ball, 4 points up at the time, whack, he knocks down the three ball. So he is, you're spot on, and elite up and down the floor and getting the job done. And the other one... that you should be start to the arousal level should you be starting to lift is Matisse Thybulle. I don't know. He plays for the Philadelphia 76ers, and I wasn't sure about how he's going to fit into this group, but he has been fantastic on the defensive end, and he shoots the ball okay, but what with the length and athleticism that he gives us on the defensive end is something special.
They're going after Millsy, the other mobs. They've obviously targeted him.
As they should, one of the all-time leaders in the Olympic competition. Yesterday against Italy, started off really well, but then they put the clamps on him. But what it does, the thing about it is that when he sees that, he's not just going to go out there on his own agenda. The way he distributes the ball, he's a fantastic decoy. He plays off the other guys really well and creates for others. So it's hard to keep him down, and he has just been inspiring to watch.
Hey, it's a different game, Gazy, isn't it, than the NBA? Are the rules the same?
Much.
Is there any new rules or different rules?
No, there are a lot of different rules. And some of them are subtle. There's the obvious one where we don't have jump balls in the international competition, and they have a jump ball if there's a tie-up. So there's those kind of obvious ones. But then there's unsportsmanlike foul, and when the ball hits the rim, you're allowed to hit it off in the international game. There's a cylinder in an imaginary cylinder in the NBA game. So there's a few subtle differences, but I absolutely prefer the FIBA game, the international game.
Much better. They let it go, Gazy. They don't bloody blow it dead all the time.
Correct. Now, that's why you've got these superstars from the NBA coming to the international game. It takes them a little while because when they're not getting the whistles that they normally get in the NBA, it's a much more physical game. But I don't think it takes away from the aesthetic of the game at all. I think it actually enhances it. And that's, one of the reasons why the Americans are struggling so far is because they've got to make those adjustments.
Oh, we've got to talk about Shinya.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I tell you what, it's a must to watch at night after the it's all happened at night, Jim, and you turn it over there. Well, you don't turn it over. They just appear.
Oh, yeah.
And Andrew Marr and Andrew Gaze, the chemistry is magnificent.
Lisa Stelaker in from Sydney.
Well, I don't know if she's on it because she doesn't get a word in.
No, that's not true.
She doesn't get a word in, Gaze. You forget she's there sometimes, bro, Lisa.
Well, you know what the problem is? We're at a desk and there's that massive screen behind and she's actually on. We can't see her unless we turn around and turn our heads.
We'll move the screen.
It's 15 metres long.
Oh, we'll move
it's not your little Samsung plugged on the wall.
We'll move the desk.
You can't just pick it up and move it.
Because you forget about Perron.
$15 worth of screen.
Hey, but a good gag last night to kick it off.
Crispy.
Because Andy Marr couldn't do it last night. Yeah. So who came in to replace? Hamish came in.
Hamish,
the chemistry there. How was that? Good?
No, he was good. He was up and about. He was fun and had a good time.
Yeah, but Gazy come in, Jim, and he wore the captain's armband.
Yes.
Because Murray's the captain. He wasn't there. And tell you what, it was a good gag. It had me on the
visual
floor.
One.
A visual gag, and he had the green captain's armband on, and they spoke about that for 10 minutes.
Well, we've been keeping an eye on Shinya, and we've got some audio here of something we enjoyed. Have a listen.
But the French are giving him all that they can handle. Right now, as we speak, Andy, it's 45-49.
Okay.
And this is going to be a genuine test. 2 years ago in 2019 in the World Cup, France beat the United
How many points
States.
Has Tony Parker got at halftime?
Tony's no longer playing, but he's a quality French player.
He was a quality.
What happened there, Gazy?
I'm just trying to bail my old mate out. I think it was just tongue-in-cheek. He knew that Tony Parker wasn't still running around with France. That's when we got to call. We called the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game. It was a bit of fun. Andy knows bugger all about it, as you know.
But he thinks he knows.
he has a bit of fun with it. Yeah, he has to he knows more than he likes to lead on. He's right into that.
And some gold from Gazy too. What about this little quote he had here? Some funny stuff from Gazy.
Fontecchio, as you mentioned, Bogues, they'd be calling him Halley's Comet. Only passes once every 70-something years. He just does not pass.
What about that gold?
Hey, it was worked beautifully because Bogues, he was talking about Fontecchio, and my man, honestly, he'd rather pass a kidney stone than pass the ball. But he leading me into it very, very nicely. It was a lot of fun.
So
we've got to have a bit of fun.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect, mate. That's why we love it. Now, tell me this. We've had the two wins for the Boomers.
Yes.
Are we straight through, or do we still need to keep winning in the pool games?
No, well, we will be straight through. So we'll be through to the quarterfinals, but we play Germany the last game. We want to get that win so we finish on top of the pool.
Right.
Now, in the pool C, I think it is, the pool that the United States are in, France beat them, so they're going to finish second. And the way it works is that the top three go through and the best placed second team go into one side of the draw,
right,
and the next four go into the other side of the draw. So we want to win because the United States won by 50 yesterday. Mm. They beat Iran. So
they won by what?
50.
50.
So we, yeah.
What is it?
50. That's how you roll. That's how the young folks
roll.
Yeah, that's right. So if we're on the same side of the pool as them, then we avoid them in that quarterfinal game. You don't meet them until the final. So that is important, and that's why we need to get the win tomorrow.
What are the Germans like?
That's
are they any good?
On Saturday. Yeah. Germans are okay. They're all right. They Italy got the better of them, but they can still test us. Well, our pool, I think, as far as depth, is the toughest because Nigeria are no slouches either, and we got over them.
Yeah.
So we got no bunnies in our pool, whereas Iran, they're no good. No good. A little bit easier in some of the other pools.
Right.
And Josh Giddey, he goes, gets picked up, gets drafted.
Tomorrow. Yes, he'll go. He'll be in the top. I'm tipping the top 10. He'll go no later than 14. So
Righto. He's
got a very, very bright future. But it's going to be interesting. I'm excited for him. It's a great opportunity for him.
Good on him. Hey, Gazy, you are a champion. We love what you're doing, not only with the Shinya, but also with the two basketball teams. It's brilliant to listen to and watch.
And remember Lisa, please.
Yes. of course, Billy. No, I appreciate it, guys. And, good things happening with the Boomers, and let's have the Opals get back on track.
Yes, exactly.
It's a Rush Hour, JB and Bill on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You might find yourself in the radio reserves until you can present yourself in a fit state to broadcast.
JB and Bill, this...
Etsy to the end of the art.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour.
And that's a nice intro into the idiot Nafe file, because that's Nafe putting his best foot forward, but no one competes with our man.
No, I think Nafe does.
And, we've never found anyone who can broadcast as badly as Bill, as this will attest.
The whale man who got swallowed by a humpback whale, Jim. He was on 60 Minutes. Carl Stefanovic, he interviewed him. Stefanovic.
Oh, no!
He had the tank with him still.
Yeah, right.
Then he thought the whale's going to deep dive, but he went up to the ocean. What do you call up the top there?
Surface.
And... battered first. At least they got a few runs. Finchie got a few there up the top with 30. And Hendrikus, 33.
Hendrikus.
That's his name. Hendrikus.
Henriques, yes.
Someone was talking to you and said you were hungover to the hilt. For want for a better word. All right. How it works.
Nice runs made by our man Fincers, who needed some.
53. Yeah, Mitch good. Martin's been the star.
Mitch Marsh. Yeah, thank you.
Tuke Miller.
Very good season.
85, Cameron Oliver. And the leader, also 85, so he's not the leader, Marcus Bontempelli.
I'm not sure who Cameron Oliver plays for.
Clayton Oliver,
you
idiot.
Bill.
Don't make up things.
Now we get, yesterday's joke was abysmal.
You know what? I will listen to every joke on the Instagram, the internet. The Instagram last week.
A mediation session.
A session, and it didn't go smoothly.
Oh.
According
to...
smoothie.
That's smoothie.
Like banana. Banana, did they? Yeah. Or wild berry or something.
And it didn't go that well, apparently, Jill.
Jill! What sort of nick is he in?
Caro said, Jim.
Skateboarding's one of them.
Skateboarding?
Yeah, yep.
Bloke did a what did he do, Jim? A 2080 the other day or something.
1080.
1080, was it? Yeah. Three spins. Surfing? What about surfing?
I know, mate. 2080 would be remarkable.
It would be, wouldn't it?
I mean, you're not landing straight again because the math doesn't work, but boy, would it be an absolute spill if he's come off six spins or nearly
five and three quarters.
Tell you what's tropical, Jim. No, even topical. Topical, oh, Jim. Topical. Because we did spoke about Jeff Bezos yesterday. What's the millionaire's name?
Jeff Bezos.
Bezos. We spoke about him yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, this has got a nice feel about it, this show. Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jimmy boy. One more day. Oh, crikey. One more day before. Yeah, I'll spit out the minute when we get a break. But it's as we spoke about yesterday, it's a different game. It's nothing like the NBA.
More physical.
Oh, yes.
They allow a lot more stuff to happen.
No razzmatazz and all that stuff.
Razzmatazz.
Razzmatazz. Ooh, razzmatazz.
That's it.
There's a T in there, yes.
What about this? Now, this interests me, Jim. Even interests me. Hey, I tell you what else is good. Our man, Matt Horton, got a bronze. He was part of the... Mac Hawkins. Yes, get it right.
Mac Hawkins.
Mac Horton.
Horton and Mac Hawkins.
Bill. Well, he's my mate. We swum together in the boat.
Take a chair and sit this one out.
I'll cut that bit out,
That
G.
That's it. As I said, the Olympics bring the worst out in him.
Oh, because I am Olympic'd out. I'm Olympic out. And you wouldn't believe yesterday, I was driving around Geelong, Jim, just as I do there, only 5 km from my house.
Yes.
And I found myself behind an ambulance, an ambo, right off behind this
ambulance.
You know what came to my head when I was listening to that?
What about that sentence? When was?
When I was listening to that, Jim. A wrinkulous.
What?
What's the wrinkulous thing on your grandma?
No, have another go. Another go.
It's a hard word to say.
No, it isn't.
Can you say it?
Yes.
Go on.
No, don't get rabbits.
Rabbits, say
it. Another go, please.
What's the wrinkulous thing? I can't say it.
No, I'm being serious.
It was your grandpa anyway.
Well, there's something wrong.
What?
No, like this did said something wrong.
I've had some issues, Jim. Lockdown and cannabis.
Seriously.
Your brother.
Where are you at?
Your brother put me on it.
Medicinal cannabis, which is actually bringing all your inflammation down. So that's doing the right thing.
No, I think it's.
You reckon it's also shrinking your head?
I think it's shrinking my brain. It's a gym.
I don't think
so. I'm having a chat to Mark.
As effective as that is, it couldn't shrink something that already doesn't exist.
It has shrunk something.
Oh no, Chip. We need to go to a break. I mean, honestly, where is he at?
Oh, here I am.
Dry July is actually not good for
you. No, it isn't.
2 days to go, Dry July.
Doesn't work.
And we're still the number one fundraiser in Australia.
That is good.
That is good.
That is good.
Some mob from Melbourne are coming hard.
Joe, next.
Yep.
It's a rush hour with Jamie and Bill. Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
JB and Bill.
You absolute dickhead.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour on tomorrow's Fruity Friday podcast. Revisit when you baked some people who were critical of the Olympics.
Yes. I can't remember that.
No, I can't either.
Neither can I. And Gus Wallen's going to join us. He's got a very important cause he wants to talk about.
And of course, a Fruity Friday joke. That's for tomorrow. But today,
yes,
a nice joke to finish a really good week.
Yeah.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Okay, Jimmy boy. Why did the pine tree fall over, Jim?
Why?
Because he had too many cones.
Oh, no.
Jim. Too many cones.
Yeah, no, I got the joke.
Lopsided and went bang.
Yeah, no. Look at Rosie Walton just looking through the glass going, what is that? Like, it's just so disappointing, isn't it? When you have a good week and you have a good show. It's been an amazing show.
Rosie would understand that joke.
And then you just finish with that.
She loves pine trees.
Now, that's funny. Why didn't you go with that?
Oh, another good week, Jim.
Not really.
Well, tomorrow we're on, aren't we? Got a podcast. Yes, we that's have. Good. Number one in Australia.
Very far from rare.
How good that?
They're not rare. They're very far from rare.